Now, road safety, we mentioned during the afternoon update a few minutes ago, being highlighted as an area that needs serious addressing. 69 people have died on Irish roads already this year. Campaign groups are calling for penalty points to be doubled, and attention has also turned to the lack of enforcement by Gardaí. Well, last night on Virgin Media's Tonight Show, the Minister of State at the Department of Transport, Jack Chambers, was asked when the last time was that he was breathalysed.
When was the last time you were stopped by the Gardaí?
I think during COVID, I know many of us would have been stopped at various checkpoints.
But the last time that you were breathalysed?
I've never been breathalysed.
Have you ever been breathalysed?
Never.
The last time I was breathalysed was, I think around 2000, it was the year that the last episode of Sopranos was out. I remember that because I watched it at a wedding and I was breathalysed going to that wedding in Cavan.
There you are. Labour's Duncan Smith. Before him, we heard from Minister of State at the Department of Transport, Jack Chambers, as well. So it got us thinking about how common this is, that experience. I mean, are they outliers, or is it the case that very, very few of us are ever breathalyzed? I said as well during the afternoon update, I could not tell you the last time I was breathalyzed. I know I've been breathalyzed a couple of times, but you're going back 15, 16, 17 years ago, maybe. Our reporter, Josh Crosby, has been looking into this for us. Josh, have you ever been breathalyzed? You do a lot of driving.
Yeah, I'm on the road every day, travelling the highways and byways, and I've never been breathalyzed in Ireland. I'm driving over 10 years. Now, I was in Australia. We actually had to do a test every morning to enter the building site, but that's a whole different matter. But once over there, I had to count into a machine when I was driving. You count into it. It catches your breath more, so it's different than the test we do here where you're blowing and blowing and blowing. But I've been in cars over the years as a passenger, and the drivers had to take a test. The last time it actually happened, it was on a road you'd least expect. We were driving back to Dublin through the Wicklow Mountains, and lo and behold, came around a turn, and there the Gardaí were in the middle of nowhere. So maybe they were trying to catch people who thought they would avoid a checkpoint on the back roads. But Minister Jack Chambers is certainly not alone when it comes to never being breathalyzed. We've been running a poll on News Talk social media channels for the afternoon just to get a sample size on this, and so far over 300 people have responded on Twitter, 57% saying they've never been breathalyzed, with 43% saying they have. And then over on Instagram, 63% have said they've never been breathalyzed, compared to 37% who said they have. And I suppose that might reflect maybe there's a younger users on Instagram, they've less experience on the road, less chance to have been breathalyzed. But I went out and about asking people on the streets of Dublin today, have they ever been tested?
I've been driving about 6 years, never once been breathalyzed, no.
Have you been in a car where maybe the driver was breathalyzed? Or?
I haven't been, actually, no.
What do you think would work as maybe more of a deterrent? Do the ads work? Is it seeing more checkpoints actually set up? Or?
Yeah, it's got to be more checkpoints. Like, unless you're actually experiencing being breathalyzed and knowing that people are breathalyzing, you're not really going to take any notice of it. So yeah, I think the risk is there when there's not enough breathalyzing going on.
You're on the road a few years here?
Oh yeah, years.
And have you ever been breathalyzed?
Once.
Once?
Yeah.
And how long would you say you've been driving, roughly?
I have to count up my age now. Over 40 years.
Over 40 years, yeah. And you've been breathalyzed once?
Yeah.
What do you think would deter drivers?
Bigger fines. Cars taken off them.
How long are you driving now, roughly?
Like 3-4 years. Never been breathalyzed, no.
What would deter someone from taking chances, do you think? Like, is it more ads? Is it more physical presence on the roads?
You know, repercussions of what happens if you are to take anything and then drive, and that's really it. Like, for myself, I wouldn't take anything and drive, because if I lose my license, I'd lose my job.
When was the last time you were breathalyzed?
It's 6-7 years ago or more, probably, yeah.
And was it a checkpoint?
Checkpoint on the M1 at 8:30 in the morning. I was going up to Drogheda, and yeah, they had a big massive checkpoint on the M1, and we're breathalyzing everyone on the M1, so yeah, that's the only time.
And yourself, how long have you been driving, roughly?
15 years. Yeah.
Have you ever been breathalyzed?
No, never. Never.
Have you come across them? Have you been the passenger in the car?
No, the only thing that I've ever been stopped for is, like, you know, the checks, insurance checks, but never for breathalyzed. Yeah, never breathalyzed, no. Mm. Well, I do think the ads work, because I think I'm definitely more in tune with the whole, the next morning you could still have levels within you. But I think to see more checks, definitely you'd be like, well, I can't take that risk, you know.
So lads, how long are you driving now, roughly?
15 years or so.
And have you ever been breathalyzed?
No, never.
Have you been in a car where the driver was coming to checkpoint? Or?
No, never.
Yourself, how long are you driving?
20 years as well. Never been breathalyzed, no.
Never been breathalyzed over 20 years?
No. Nope.
What do you think would deter people from taking chances?
More checkpoints, I suppose.
Do you think the ads on TV, do they work at all?
I think they do. I think they have definitely some impact.
All right, so some people in Dublin, they're sharing their experience with checkpoints and getting breathalyzed. What about those who know kind of firsthand the importance of road safety, Josh? What do they think is the way to clamp down on dangerous driving?
Well, only earlier today, the Irish Roads Victims Association told Newstalk it wants to see people given double the penalty points for road traffic offences. Now, we do have to say that it's not as if there's no action being taken here at all. We know that last year alone, there were around 7,500 people arrested for driving intoxicated. That's a lot of people and a lot of cars. Research from the Road Safety Authority shows that 1 in 10 Irish motorists have driven after consuming alcohol in the past year. And as expected, with more men dying on the roads, more men are drink driving than women as well. But I spoke with the founder of Road Safety Group Park, promoting awareness, responsibility and care, Susan Cray, earlier on. Now, Susan's husband was killed in a crash in Donegal in 2004. And she says there needs to be an immediate increase in the number of Gardaí dedicated to roads policing. She believes that dangerous drivers out there, they don't have any fear anymore due to the lack of visibility of Gardaí. She also says that the system the RSA has is not fit for purpose. She says some of the reasons she points to this is that learner drivers are able to go in and renew their permit, and also the figures we've seen on disqualified drivers not handing back their licences.
So that's the experience in Ireland. What about the experience in other countries? Do they know what to do in terms of clamping down?
Okay, so some EU countries such as Belgium, France, Lithuania and Poland, they are trying to address the issue by fitting those ignition interlock devices in cars. And I reckon, look, it's only probably a matter of time before we have something like that becoming more widespread. When it comes to countries that are having the most success with reducing drink driving, Sweden is coming out on top. One survey showed there were just 15 road deaths caused by alcohol in Sweden in 2019. One of the reasons for this that people believe is that the way Sweden does their fines is that they fine the person based on their actual income, based on what they have in their bank account. And this is compared then to South Africa, where it's estimated 27% of fatal road accidents were caused by drunk driving in 2019. But to get an international perspective on this, I spoke with a man who consults with cities around the world on their planning and their future development. Matt Curtis is the CEO of Smart City Policy Group, and he says there are a number of measures that need to be considered when trying to improve road safety.
Well, first off, safety is paramount right now. We're seeing worldwide greater and greater pedestrian accidents where people are getting hit. So clearly we have road challenges around the world. One thing we need to do to create policies that are working is to make reasonable policies so that people are being more slow, more careful and more cautious.
And in your part of the world, it's called DUI, drink driving, drug driving here in Ireland. What seems to be the best way to tackle that?
You know, my experience in Ireland is that people absolutely fear the fines and the penalties from being caught driving drunk.
But the different city councils that you've been working with, have they tried to implement tougher fines, or is it a greater police presence on the roads?
You definitely want to have tougher fines and greater police presence, but also it's planning. So making sure that you're creating roadways that are safer and that are maybe addressing safety a little bit more. You can actually develop a roadway so that it slows traffic down, so that people will go a little bit more slowly while they're driving, especially at night, and that will help reduce accidents.
How much of a common sight would a breathalyzing checkpoint be in the States?
You know, in the United States, you rarely ever see breathalyzing checkpoints. You often see people getting pulled over. So that does happen quite frequently. However, there certainly is a density of areas where there's a lot of bars, where there's a lot of late night drinking, and you could see an argument for having a checkpoint. There's two things that I think you could have a checkpoint, but then I think you also have to have very well-educated bar owners, barmen, who are making sure they're not over-serving, and then, of course, making sure that you're having better presence and enforcement on the street by police.
So, Josh, sorry, I just thought that was really interesting, but can you go back to just the figures you told me there? Because I was kind of frantically doing maths while we were listening to that experience abroad in the States, for example. So how many arrested last year, did you say?
Over 7,400 for intoxication. Yeah.
Okay, so 7,500 thereabouts. But what was the RSA?
So the RSA had a recent survey and they found that 1 in 10 have driven after consuming alcohol in the last 12 months.
So I had a quick look. And if you take the number of cars owned in Ireland to kind of correlate loosely to the number of drivers. Now, it's kind of, you know, it'd be a bit out, but say they're thereabouts. It's about 2.5 million cars in the country. So that's 2.5 million drivers. So it was just 250,000 car journeys. If they only did it once in the year, it's 250,000 car journeys drunk and 7,500 put off the road. It's a detection rate of 3%. And in reality, it's less than that, because if you do it once, you're probably doing it more than once.
But then if you drive into any car park,
so you have a 97% chance of getting away with it at the absolute worst. At the best, it's probably upwards of 99%.
7.5 sounds like a lot, but when you compare it then to the amount of people who are admitting to having a drink.
Yeah, when you actually do the maths, it's almost nothing compared to the amount of people who are drink driving. When you actually sit down and do the maths. That's why I was quite frantically doing the maths while we were listening to that clip, because it just struck me there was going to be a huge kind of anomaly between those figures. And there is, there is. I mean, the numbers do not lie, and the texts coming into this show do not lie. Absolutely nobody, it seems, is regularly tested, breathalyzed on the roads, despite the carnage out there. Listen, Josh, thanks a million for putting all of that together for us. We might go back to this issue a little bit later in the show.